Hi, I'm Joe Feeks, editor of Poultry Health Today, and with me is Mary Lou Gaucher. She is a veterinarian and research associate at the University of Montreal. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for the invitation.
Now, on this program and in our magazine, we have covered Clostridium perfringens, the causative organism for necrotic enteritis, dozens, maybe hundreds of times. You gave a presentation the other day, though, that was really positioning it as a foodborne pathogen. Could you tell us about that?
In the era that we are with reducing the use of antibiotics in poultry production, I think people hear a lot about Clostridium perfringens because it is involved in necrotic enteritis, but it was there before, and what we tend to forget is that Clostridium perfringens is a significant foodborne pathogen, I would say worldwide, and especially in Canada, over the past few years, they're reporting more and more human cases of foodborne disease attributed to C. perfringens, and I was just interested in describing better the role of poultry in all of those cases. I mean, I really wanted to know if broiler chicken meat could be a potential source of the pathogen for humans.
And so specifically, if Clostridium perfringens is in chicken that somebody eats or doesn't cook all the way, what can happen?
I think we're just starting to learn about the presence of the pathogen on broiler chicken meat, but what we could think is that the pathogen could live in the gut of poultry, and then those birds reach the slaughter plant, and because of the slaughter activities and evisceration procedures, then the meat could become contaminated because for example, if the digestive tract ruptures during those operations, and then the bacteria can come in contact with meat, and once ingested by humans, then the bacteria would reach the gut in humans and produce what we call the enterotoxin responsible for those clinical signs observed, which are typical signs of a gastrointestinal disease.
So we know all too well what necrotic enteritis or Clostridium perfringens can do in a chicken, but what can it do to a human being?
Those enterotoxin-producing strains, once in the gut, will release the enterotoxin in the gut environment, and then this toxin will bind with specific receptors on the digestive cells, the intestinal cells, and will create what we, just like in necrotic enteritis, will create pores, and then you will have fluid accumulation, and then the typical signs of a gastrointestinal disease like diarrhea and potentially vomiting as well.
Wow.
That will last for about, I would say, 24 to 48 hours, and then will resolve.
And was there a particular incident in Canada that prompted your research?
Well, we actually had a huge project, wanted to establish the biomap profile of two different poultry slaughter plants, during which we would look at different foodborne pathogens such as Salmonella, Campylobacter, but I wanted to add a part of Clostridium perfringens, why not, while conducting this study, so we were able to document the presence of it at the same time.
Can you estimate for me the incidence of Clostridium perfringens as a foodborne pathogen? What have you seen in Canada?
It's a difficult question to answer, and we've had the same problem when writing the scientific paper related to this part of the project, because very few studies have investigated the level of contamination of poultry meat at retail regarding Clostridium perfringens, but there are even fewer studies that have looked at the presence of specifically the enterotoxigenic strains of C. perfringens on poultry meat. And the only study we can rely on in Canada didn't find any positive poultry meat sample at retail for the presence of enterotoxigenic C. perfringens. So it's really difficult for me to answer that question. We know that poultry meat can be a source of the pathogen, but there are not enough studies for me to be able to give a correct answer. I think it's a first step in documenting the presence of the pathogen on broiler chicken meat.
Well, and it's interesting because, you know, there's this trend toward reducing antibiotics,
yeah.
In some cases eliminating antibiotics,
yeah.
From broiler production. And if you talk to anybody who has had experience with antibiotic-free production, they'll say that the biggest problem is Clostridium perfringens, sure. necrotic enteritis, sure. because they're not using antibiotics. Is that a concern for human health as we start raising more poultry without antibiotics?
It could be. Actually, what we are planning to do with the results of this project is that we would like to better characterize those strains that we got from our sampling, in order to be able to say, well, most of the strains that we, because the enterotoxin producing strains can need to carry the CPE gene, the enterotoxin encoding gene, in their genetic material, and this gene can be found either on the bacterial chromosome or even in plasmids that can be transferred among the C. perfringens population. So one thing we need to think about is, well, those enterotoxigenic strains carrying the CPE gene, can they be a source of more enterotoxin for the other C. perfringens that would take place, let's say, during a necrotic enteritis outbreak, for example? So we don't know. We don't know. It needs to be better documented in the future.
Well, never a dull moment. Now, you did a study. Could you just walk us through what you did and what your findings were?
Yes. What we did was looking at in two different commercial slaughter plants in Quebec, we looked at five critical steps of the slaughter process. And for all of those five critical steps, we sampled broiler chicken carcasses through a carcass rinse approach. And what we wanted to do was to better describe which one or which ones of those critical steps would be at higher risk for broiler chicken meat contamination by enterotoxigenic C. perfringens strains. And what we found, surprisingly, was that the chilling step, one of the last steps of the slaughter process, was the steps that was at higher risk of finding contaminated broiler chicken carcasses by enterotoxigenic C. perfringens. And also, we are now, based on those results, we are now conducting a phase two of the project, in which we're going to have a closer look at this critical step and better describe in different smaller steps, better describe how this contamination occurs and how we can better manage it or apply corrective measures in order to end up with a broiler chicken meat product that is less contaminated. And we also observed that among the various surveyed slaughter plants, there were significant differences in the prevalence of positive carcasses that we found, but also in the role of those critical steps of the slaughter process.
Well, it's fascinating research, certainly very timely, and I mean, it's somewhat ominous when you think about the prevalence of Clostridium perfringens and thinking of it as a foodborne pathogen.
Absolutely.
We've been talking to Mary Lou Gaucher. She is a veterinarian at the University of Montreal. Mary Lou, fascinating research. Thanks again for sharing that with us.